Good morning. It's March 21st, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In an unexpected turn of events, Fede Alvarez's latest project, Alien Romulus, came to life following an unplanned pitch to Ridley Scott's production company. This new addition to the Alien franchise aims to return to the series' roots, emphasizing the eerie and stripped-down space horror that captivated audiences in 1979. The narrative of Alien Romulus revolves around a group of youthful space colonizers who stumble upon a terrifying life form within the confines of a deserted space station. This premise not only pays tribute to the original Alien film, but also seeks to rekindle the primal fear of the unknown that made the franchise iconic. Notably, the project has garnered the attention and input of cinematic giants Ridley Scott and James Cameron. Their contributions have enriched the screenplay and the final film, promising a depth and perspective unique to this installment. With such legendary figures involved, expectations are high for a film that both honors its heritage and offers something new. Scheduled for theatrical release on August 16, 2024, by 20th Century Studios, Alien Romulus is already generating buzz. This marks a significant milestone as one of the few projects to move forward after Disney's acquisition of 20th Century Fox, highlighting the enduring appeal and potential of the Alien saga. For enthusiasts eager for more details, Fede Alvarez's conversation with Walt Mossberg on IGN sheds light on the creative process and the vision behind Alien Romulus. This film not only celebrates the legacy of its predecessors, but also sets the stage for a new chapter in the storied Alien universe. In a thrilling announcement at the Game Developers Conference, Amy Hennig, known for her work on the Uncharted series, unveiled Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra. This game promises to transport players back to World War II, featuring iconic heroes Captain America and Black Panther in a narrative-rich experience set in occupied Paris. The story weaves together the fates of four characters: a young Steve Rogers, T'Challa's grandfather Azuri, U.S. soldier Gabriel Jones, and Wakandan spy Nanali, promising a deep dive into heroism during one of history's darkest periods. The reveal also spotlighted the game's star-studded cast, including Kari Payton and Megalyn Echikunwoke, setting high expectations for the game's narrative delivery. Scheduled for a 2025 release, Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra marks the inaugural project of Skydance New Media, led by Amy Hennig and Julian Beek, a veteran from Electronic Arts. The game's development is powered by Unreal Engine 5, hinting at cutting-edge graphics and immersive gameplay. Epic Games took this opportunity to showcase the capabilities of Unreal Engine 5, demonstrating new effects and rendering technologies that will bring the Marvel Universe to life in unprecedented ways. Further expanding its ecosystem, Epic announced the mobile launch of the Epic Game Store by year's end, welcoming new third-party partners. The conference also highlighted upcoming features in Unreal Editor for Fortnite, including collaborations with LEGO, Fall Guys, and Rocket Racing, and revealed plans for a Fortnite Battle Royale season developed entirely within this platform by 2025. This development underscores a significant expansion for Unreal Engine Fortnite experiences, integrating tools and templates from LEGO and setting standards for creators. Notably, individuals must be 18 or older to publish and monetize their projects, with content suitable for audiences 10+ when involving LEGO branding. This move reflects Epic's commitment to fostering a diverse and inclusive gaming environment, promising a future where creativity and innovation continue to flourish. Get ready to explore the shadows of the galaxy far, far away as The Acolyte, a new Star Wars series, makes its debut on Disney Plus on June 4, 2024, in the US and June 5th in the UK. This show promises to take fans on a journey to the era of the High Republic, a time set 100 years before The Phantom Menace, focusing on the enigmatic rise of the Sith. Under the guidance of showrunner Leslie Headland, The Acolyte draws from the rich tapestry of the expanded universe, now rebranded as non-canon, paving the way for these stories to potentially grace the screen in live-action form. This strategic move allows for a broader exploration of Star Wars lore while preserving the integrity of future narratives. At the heart of The Acolyte is the intriguing premise of the Sith, considered extinct during this era, clandestinely rising to power right under the Jedi's noses. This series is poised to challenge our preconceived notions of the Sith as mere underdogs, offering a fresh perspective on their eventual triumph seen in the prequel trilogy. However, the show's approach to Sith lore has not been without controversy. Some fans have raised concerns over potential retconning, given the Sith's supposed absence during the High Republic era. The series suggests a more nuanced existence, with the Sith operating from the shadows, a concept that broadens our understanding of their strategic patience and cunning. For those eagerly awaiting the release of The Acolyte and looking to dive deeper into the mysteries of the Sith, the anticipation is palpable, with the series trailer already stirring excitement and the potential for multiple seasons on the horizon. The Acolyte is shaping up to be a significant addition to the Star Wars universe. For further updates on this and other adventures in the Marvel, Star Wars, Star Trek, and DC universe, Gizmodo's website remains a go-to source for fans. In a blast from the past that's making waves today, Marvel's X-Men 97 has made its debut on Disney+, reviving the cherished X-Men, the animated series, for a new era. This animated series aims to bridge generations, blending the nostalgia of the 90s with the expectations of modern audiences. Under the supervision of Jake Castorina, the team behind X-Men 97 has taken on the challenge of keeping the series both fresh and familiar. They've updated the animation to HD quality while preserving the iconic 90s aesthetic, despite facing some criticism for inconsistencies in animation and visual filters. A significant plot twist has already captivated viewers. Magneto, traditionally seen as an antagonist, steps up as the leader of the X-Men. This development, along with the introduction of Morph as a non-binary character, reflects a series unafraid to evolve with societal attitudes and diversity in media. While aiming to maintain the 90s tone, X-Men 97 navigates the complexities of appealing to both children and adults who hold the original series dear. Despite the challenges of balancing nostalgia with modern production standards, the first episodes have been met with enthusiasm. The series is set to continue unveiling episodes weekly, with the next release eagerly anticipated on March 27, 2024. X-Men 97 is not just a trip down memory lane, but a testament to the enduring legacy of the X-Men saga, striving to honor its origins while engaging a new generation of fans. As the calendar flips to March 22nd, the world of supernatural comedy is set to welcome a new chapter with Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire. This sequel not only carries forward the legacy of the original Ghostbusters saga, but also sees the return of beloved characters, blending nostalgia with fresh storytelling. In this latest installment, the Spengler family joins forces with the original ghost-catching crew, including appearances by Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon, to battle an ancient ghost army threatening to usher in a chilling second ice age. The stakes couldn't be higher as they navigate this frosty and spectral menace. However, the reception from critics has been less than warm. With a Rotten Tomatoes score of just 47%, reviewers have criticized the film for its cluttered narrative and an underwhelming villain, suggesting a disconnect between the movie's ambitions and its execution. Despite these critiques, the Ghostbusters fanbase remains undeterred. There's a palpable buzz of anticipation among fans who are more interested in the audience score, ready to dive into the movie's world, critics' opinions notwithstanding. Looking beyond its theatrical release, Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire is poised to reach an even wider audience. The film is slated for future availability on major streaming platforms such as Netflix, Disney+, and Hulu. This move ensures that whether on the big screen or from the comfort of home, fans old and new will have the opportunity to experience the latest ghost-busting adventure. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.